Here we are. It's 8. Oh, one on the dot.
It's 8 o'clock here in Ontario.
And same in Ontario. That is Tim from Fakeologist.com and FakeOTube.com, along with Ty. And we're stealing your – before you say hi, we are stealing your suggestions for Ty's show. We're not going to call it the Ty Allen Truth Talks. We're going to call it the Ty Allen TyCast.
TyCast. I like it.
Well, it's because you came up with it.
I did?
You did.
Well, fantastic.
And said, when's next TyCast? And I love that. We're going to use that from now on. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'll send you the bill.
And we won't pay it.
Hello, Ty.
Can I say hi now? Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. You just have to talk over people that like to talk, like myself and Marcus. You have to literally just butt in. Just start talking over.
Yeah, but when I'm in the car and I listen to podcasts, I get annoyed when people do that.
Yeah, but
a lot of podcasting, and I think it's annoying.
Yeah, well, I have to do it all the time with big personalities like Uncle Todd, Marcus, because you'll never get a word in otherwise.
That is very true. It's the truth.
If you are a co-host or a guest, then it's really expected that you do it anyway. I don't think it's rude. You have to get over that part.
Let me make a wager with you, and I'm not a wagering person. Mm-hmm. Go listen to the calls that you and I have done.
Yeah.
Use the scrub tool on the audio player, and you tell me that you're not talking more than me, I'll give you $1 gazillion.
What's the scrub tool?
It's where you can, you know, go from 1 minute to 5 minutes to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never actually tried to figure out who does more talking.
There's no doubt about it. That's one thing that I'm very good at. I keep it very short and concise, and then I sit back and wait for a reaction.
Yeah, you've been pretty good. Yeah, you do sit back. Ty, is that true?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, he is pretty respectful. Yeah, you do wait for people to talk. I'll agree with that. I don't. I'm more impatient. I just want my answer and stop rambling.
Yeah.
And then I ramble.
A little bit.
I enjoy it, though.
Yeah, it's good.
But again, it's like, obviously you're not my dad, so I don't get annoyed by it as much.
Yeah, emotional attachments are very difficult to overcome because there's been all those years of interaction. You just can't discount it at all. But we don't really know each other. We can't see each other, so it's a totally different.
I see you. You look like a wizard. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm the wizard. Well, I've got about an hour because I'm getting up early still while I have a job.
That really sucks because my wife said she was going to come out at 9:15 tonight.
I know you're kidding. And we have Ty here. That's enough Allens for
that's
one.
Enough. Yes, that is true. By the way, we didn't say it. It's also Tuesday, November 10th.
Tuesday, November 10th.
I want to talk about what Ty went on another assignment on Saturday. And you got to hear about this.
Okay, it's a tie cast, so go.
Yes.
Where did you go?
You two hush.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
All right, so I went with my two friends to the Met in New York. And it was, you know, I bought tickets ahead of time because that's all time tickets now. And all week I was like, oh, shoot, I'm going to find out the election results before I go. Mm-hmm. And obviously we didn't find out till Saturday. So I found out the election results while in the city. Mm-hmm. And we were just walking down the street and we heard someone scream. I thought someone was in pain or something, or something horrible happened. But no, someone was just screaming because Biden won. And then about 5 minutes later, the streets were jam-packed and it was a party.
Is this in New York City?
Yeah.
And is the Met an opera house?
Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't been to New York in almost as long as I've been alive. So, okay. So there was a spontaneous Biden combustible crowd that just, where did they come from? The drains?
All the rats from the sewage. No, all the apartment buildings, and it was weird. It felt, it was the weirdest experience because.
Don't say it was surreal. People always
no,
say
no, no, I promise yeah. not to use that yeah. word. Mm-hmm. You can't say so, I can't
surreal
say surreal.
Surreal is below normal. Sur is, or below. Sur is above in French. So surreal means it's ultra real. Is that what it means?
Mm. I don't above think real. So. Maybe.
Sur la pont. I'm trying to remember my French. Okay. Okay. So.
I had a point. I was.
You had. So there should have been three of you. That means three video cameras. Did you pull out your video cameras and start recording?
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, no, good.
No, you didn't understand what he just said. He said there were three of us. You were separate from us. We were at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
You were, 80 miles above us?
Or more.
So Ty went by himself to New York City with his friend.
Right.
Friends.
Yeah.
And my family, we went to Cape May, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
We got a text from Tyler saying, uh-huh. You won't believe the party in the streets right now. And that's how we found out that Biden was declared
yes.
the winner. Declared by
the media.
Which yeah, is not the official way to declare a winner.
Well, I've heard just in the last couple of days, I've heard the media is who declares the winners in the United
that's
States
not
presidential election. That's what they've said.
Not true. Let me pull up my notes.
Okay, hold on. So, did you take some video, Ty, when you were in New York City?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
all
great.
Three of us do, and I mean,
where can we
they
find
were
it?
Very happy about it. I sort of kept my mouth shut. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really nice to see people actually happy for once. I mean, I haven't seen that in months.
Mm-hmm.
And
were they all masking up and hugging from 6 feet apart?
The whole morning I was there before, I would say 70% of people were masked up mm-hmm. outside, just on the streets. But then when this whole, and then when this party started, I would say only half people wearing masks and people are dancing and mm-hmm. hugging each other. And it's like COVID magically disappeared.
Yeah. No six feet hugs.
It was ridiculous, but and then that evening, Times Square looked like New Year's Eve.
Wow, that's probably
insane.
The first time in a long time.
I've never seen it that busy, and people weren't really wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I watched it in Cape May on TV when you text us,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't even 100 people celebrating. You're like, oh, all these people were celebrating, and I'm like, what? All 100?
No, but I was. You were looking at a different part of the city.
They
than
showed
I was.
Like 10 different.
I'm telling you.
You think
I was in
thousands?
No, not when it first happened.
Oh, okay.
That night, though, it got crazy.
Thousands?
In Times Square.
Yeah.
Well, which way did Pennsylvania go today? Because I'm hearing from alternate media that it's going to Trump, back to Biden, back to Trump, and I also heard Lancaster County came up a couple times in the narrative. So that's you? Or is it Lancaster County or Lancaster City? I'm not sure which they were referring to.
There is a Lancaster City within Lancaster County. We're on the southern end of mm-hmm. Lancaster County.
How are you guys relevant in the media? I didn't really dig
this
deep.
This is Ty's lane. I'm careless. So this is for Ty. What do you got?
I haven't heard the latest, but All of America was sinking PA on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we like Pennsylvania now.
Because we were in Harrisburg Friday night.
Yeah.
And there were TV trucks from Virginia and all over the place. And it was empty in Harrisburg. It was just a media show.
Yeah, it was.
And my wife says, what do you think's going on? And I'm like, well, they're probably going to make it so Pennsylvania is the swing state that gets the vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to be.
And it was by a lot, wasn't it? It was by a lot.
Well, now
it was mail-in ballots.
Now it's neck and neck. Let me read to you what this website from PolitiFact says about who gets to finalize the election. It says states must finalize the results by December 8th.
Uh-huh.
The electors meet in each state on December 14th, and their votes are counted on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The president is sworn in on the 20th of January.
Uh-huh.
Sure. This circus is going to go on for months.
Well, yeah, and it certainly has a right to do that. It's just that I guess every other year they've just made the story simple. And if it was more overwhelming, then one guy just conceded and they just got on with the transition. But this is different. Everything about 2020 is different. So there's no reason for this to have been like the other years. And of course, Trump himself is different in every way. That's why many people like me believed in the whole story and were happy to help drain the swamp in whatever way possible. And we expected different. If he did anything the same way, then we would have been far more skeptical that it's just more of the same. We've been fooled again. Charlie Brown situation. So really, Trump is delivering on his different presidency in every way. And this is no different. And we've been told this was going to happen all year long. This is nothing new. Ty, were you expecting all this?
I was. Didn't we talk, Dad, didn't we talk about Bernie Sanders last week on Fallon? Did you hear about that, Ab?
No.
So I think it was like October 23rd or something. Jimmy Fallon had Bernie Sanders on the call, and he was giving his prediction on what was going to happen. And it's basically exactly what's happening right now. Trump would look like he'd be winning in the beginning, and then all the mail-in ballots, Biden would be winning, and then Trump would take it to court. And then he kept saying, oh, this is just my theory, though.
He was basically telling
us what was going to happen.
It wasn't even a theory. The narrative was put out there by Trump. And quite honestly, he had a legitimate point if we want to talk about what's real and what's not. And Corona had necessitated in the narrative the need to have mail-in ballots. Now, because I understand and I still believe that every county is responsible for the counting and issuing of the ballots, I guess they get their ballots from the state. And obviously, I don't think anyone has been ready and prepared to execute in this Corona world. Schools, hospitals, no one is really prepared to make wholesale changes to make it work. And I don't think the ballot issuing was going to be any different. So Trump said, it wasn't hard to predict, or he could easily see the way things were trending. Of course, he has the script that there is going to be a ton of mail-in ballots because people are not going to want to go in places where other people are. And are the county states set up for mail-in ballots? I would say, of course not, unless they were preparing years ago. Mm-hmm. So the excuse is easy to see. And he was saying it's ripe for fraud. I tend to agree with him if we're just, again, believing in the whole idea of ballots and voting, and most people do. And I saw a video today. I saw so many videos today. It was actually an overwhelming day. And they were just showing how the Dragon sorting machine opens up the first envelope, and then you feed it through again, opens up the secret ballot envelope and counts the ballots. And that didn't do anything to assuage me or change my mind about the integrity of the whole system, because it didn't say how the ballots got to that location for the Dragon to open everything up. But I really don't see why, if we want to get down to it, why we can't just go to a manual count. Because if there are physical ballots, then they could manually count them. The only thing that is a big problem, and I can say this because I submitted an absentee ballot, which was mailed, and I know they received it because they had a system in Michigan where you could check. The only problem is you can't tell. I don't see any mechanism for mail-in ballots being checked as to who sent them, and did they send it only once. They didn't show that part, which would be the important part. Who sent the ballots, and are they on a list, a voter's list? The whole thing is wide open for fraud, and Trump said that was the case. And I certainly don't think, bottom line is, I don't think it's over yet at all. And if I was Trump, the guy on the outside, I would do exactly the same. So it
do you think
it fits my narrative? It fits my narrative. Do I think
what? But if Trump was winning last week, do you think he would have opened his mouth?
Well, there wouldn't have been a problem. Then the other guy would have to open his mouth if he wanted to get in. So, yeah, I agree that it's quite scripted. I've been listening to a podcast by Legal Man. I actually recommend that. I actually subscribe to him for $1 a month, even though he wanted a hamburger meal per month. You can change the donation on Patreon to $1, which I think is the minimum. So I'm subscribing to his podcast and the bonus episode. And he basically is saying, listen, nothing has really changed. Trump hasn't changed anything. So all you Trump believers like me, you really, he's just going through the motions. He's just acting his part in this play, but nothing has changed. The system hasn't changed. He hasn't changed anything. And if he was really serious, he would have done this, this, and this. So.
Do you disagree with that?
I do agree with it. So I'm always torn with Trump because he's really deceptive to me. He really seems like he's on our side, but then I think, how can you change the system? The United States system is set up to not have one guy being able to take over the government. That's the great part of the constitutional republic that the United States is. And it makes sense. It's a great system. It makes it really hard to get anything done though, but it's still a system that tends to avoid a dictatorship. And I like the system better than what the alternative is. And that's coming.
Yeah, I disagree with that. All they have to do is do an end around with the state constitutions, and then they do an end around with the international constitutions. There's always an end around. So we don't have the best system. I disagree with that.
I'd have to agree with them. Ooh.
With who?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I think you do have the greatest system to avoid a dictatorship. I think those end around.
Say that again?
I still think the United States has the best system to avoid a dictatorship, like in the British Commonwealth countries like Canada. We have a de facto dictatorship wherever we have a majority government, which is in most of the governments in our system are majorities, and they can pass any legislation they want really quickly without opposition. That's our system. Anyway, this is the TyCast. Where do you want this to go next, Ty? I can go any direction.
So what was the punchline with New York? The title of this podcast so far I have is November 10th, 2020. This is Ty's secret to a day of bliss.
Yeah, I thought there would have been more to say about it, but I guess I was just really excited in the moment.
Well, it would have been exciting being in that big crowd. That's always exciting being caught up in a huge crowd. Is that the?
Oh,
you,
it was.
Do you get those kind of crowds in Lancaster County?
Oh, I know what else I was going to say. We gave a visit to Mr. Trump's place.
Oh, Trump Palace?
Avenue. Yeah, so we went up to Trump Tower, and I was. I don't know. I was like, is there going to be violence? Is the news going to make like there's violence? There was absolutely no one there.
Yeah.
Barely anyone. They had it blocked off in all four directions. And
right. What, the street?
Yeah, they had it fenced around. That was it.
Wasn't it a wall?
He got a wall around himself in the end.
Yeah, I've heard. I've seen images in New York City. It's totally it's been boarded up for a long time. Did you see that?
It was mostly boarded up where they were filming. I mean, I think it was a show. I mean, the rest was not really boarded up.
Well, I've seen a couple podcaster, video casters. The one guy, I can't remember his name right now, Crowdsource the Truth, walking around with his buddy, and there's nothing going on, and. There's
the
a lot
guy
of
with the glasses and on the bike.
Well, I don't know if he's on a bike. He's usually walking. I can't remember what his name is right now. But
he has glasses, kind of thin guy.
Yeah, kind of a Jewish looking guy, if that's possible. And
that's New York.
Yeah, New York. Yeah. So it does look deserted, and I believe it's deserted. I believe I don't go downtown in my own city. I never do, actually, even though my brother and sister live down there, but I don't go there. Everything is quite deserted. I have friends that do go down there. Our city center is totally deserted.
Wow. I mean, Midtown is mostly, in New York, is mostly office buildings, so that was deserted. But downtown, it's where a lot of the younger people live. It was pretty hopping, actually.
Like, is that Times Square area? Is that called downtown?
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't know where downtown Manhattan is. I know where Midtown is.
Like, towards the financial center. Okay. So, like, Greenwich Village and that whole area was packed.
Okay.
But, obviously, Midtown was deserted because it's all office buildings.
Well, I think it's a good place for young people to go, like yourself. I think it's exciting, and that young people like to be around others for the most part, usually. So it would have been great for you.
Well, I'm an old soul. I like people older than me.
But I'm sure you like being around other young people, and New York would be a great place to be if you're young, for sure.
Oh, it is. It's just the energy is just unbelievable. Yeah. Even during this, it was the most normal feeling experience in like 7 months.
Well, that's
despite
good.
Seeing everyone masked up, it still felt there's still like a connection with people.
Well, people are social. They need each other. They feed off each other. That's why this Great Reset is such a destructive force, because it's stopping all of that, making everything unnatural and uncomfortable and toxic. And it's really, really dangerous and awful for young people. Us old fuddy-duddies, we like being apart. If I don't have to see anyone for months, I'm okay with that. But
yeah, I feel like it's affected people my age the most, because you're not settled down with a family. And
yes. Well, it's targeting you.
Meeting new people. And I don't know. I don't think it gets talked about enough.
It doesn't. Actually, I was going to get my oldest daughter to join. She's in the middle of some intensive studying, though. She couldn't come on. She said when she's done, we could have a get together. We just talked as, well, you guys are, I believe, Gen Z or so. It would be a Gen Z discussion, really. So that would that could be interesting. I could help moderate. Marcus could also help moderate. And yeah, it would be good. So maybe this week I'll give you a heads up, and I'll get her on and try and let you guys do most of the talking.
Cool.
You have to book a time for Ty, because he's super busy. He's booking a are you allowed to say where you're going? Is that a secret?
No, the secret's out.
Let's hear the secret.
I'm going to the airport tomorrow to get tickets. I'm going to LA with a friend for a week in December.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
there are
I'm
still planes flying?
Before the lockdown comes in January again.
Well, maybe sooner than that. I don't even know. We have a whole province here allegedly going into, they call it the red, color red. I think they changed the colors just to really throw everyone off what's going on. So I believe they're going to a lockdown in a province called Manitoba, which is very low population, maybe 3-4 million. Mostly buffalo live there, but where I live, it's happening everywhere. They're ramping up the simulated numbers, and they're just preparing everyone for the lockdown. I know Biden can't get in soon enough so he can help administer the lockdown of the entire United States, which he never really talked about it leading up to the election. I wonder why not. But it's happening everywhere. So, yeah, I'd get on that plane tomorrow just to make sure you can get there. And hopefully you don't get stranded there, because if they start doing a severe lockdown, you might be stuck in gruesome Newsome land. And then what?
Hopefully. I don't mind being locked down in Malibu. I think I'll survive. But
well, yeah, as long as you don't have to get back to do anything, that's fine, yeah.
Well, you can just transfer your position at this place that you work at and just do it over there in California.
There you go.
Right? They have them in California.
Oh, stop.
I know. I just read the place you work at is closing all kinds of places here in Toronto as they restructure.
Yeah.
They're shutting everything, a lot of stuff down. But yeah, they were on every corner here. They were on every corner. Every corner.
Yeah. I think the problem is, I mean, at least at my location, we're pretty relaxed on our rules. Like, you can sit inside. But mm-hmm. some of these places, they're like, I hate using the word Nazi, but they're Nazis about, you know, masks and distancing, and they're, you can't sit inside. And, you know, half the reason you go to there is to relax
Sit inside. Yeah, I know. I've been in those places. But,
I wonder what this place is.
Speaking of relaxing in and inside, we had a wonderful experience tonight. Want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we, round two of Italian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a place in Lancaster that we've been going to probably 10 years, right?
Yep.
And none of the employees were wearing masks.
Oh, well, nice.
I can't really speak.
Should I tell a story?
It's my podcast.
Show. Come on.
Oh, go ahead.
Listen to me. I mean, I'll ask you to check, you know, fact check.
Yeah, I'll fact,
fact check.
That's
check.
All you get.
Yeah. Let him chime in eventually.
And my dad had the biggest smile on his face. Mm-hmm. And I was, typical of me, I was sort of annoyed. Like, I know it's a good cause, but I'm like, oh. Just, you know, like, will I see someone I know? And, I mean, I should be over that at this point.
Hold on, I missed that. Did you wear a mask to go in?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
You
I didn't
did.
See it right away.
So, hold on, you wore a mask, but Marcus did not.
No, I let him go first. I'm that type. I'm okay. So weak, and I'll admit it.
Okay, I gotta jump in here. The first thing I do when I go into any place is I look on the door to see what their policy is.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. There was nothing. So immediately, I drop my gator. I go in with a gator.
Oh, you have a
around
gator,
my
right.
neck.
Right.
For a navigator. I am the navigator.
By the way, why don't you have one of the no mask stickers that is on fake11.com/mask? Why don't you have one of those?
Is that from Todd?
Yeah. Why don't you have one?
Oh, not the badge.
Not the badge.
Not the badge.
Please don't even let
me. No, there's a simple little card. That's all I have. And a little letter you can fold up.
Should I go there? Let's go there. I can't tell you how many people have tried to kick people's ass for trying to wear that fake medical exemption badge. Corey jumping in. Did you want to say something? I can't tell you how many times people want to kill people with that. Don't show me that bullshit.
I've never heard that.
I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes in the stores.
Okay. You got a video of that.
I don't need to do that. Because what happens is if there's no sign on the door, I know there's a 99% chance that they're one of those kind of people like me. Sure enough, I go in. This restaurant used to have sit-down service, waitress service. For some reason, they didn't. And you have to order at the counter, and then you self-serve yourself. And I saw that none of them wore masks. And I saw the owner. He's like, hey, how you doing? He recognized me, which is kind of weird because it's been a while since we've been there. And I'm like, hey, it's good to see no one's wearing masks here. And he went completely apeshit bananas on me about this bullshit mask thing and people need to grow a set of balls and stop being snowflakes. And it was wonderful.
That's good.
Absolutely wonderful. So continue.
I don't know. It's the same thing over and over again. I'm always like a little uncomfortable at first. I sort of have to read the room. I'm like, make sure I don't see anyone I know. And then after that, I'm good. And then I enjoy it.
And it was wonderful. Does
that mean you masked up or masked down?
Like, I would say halfway walking through, I took it off.
All right.
Like I said, I read the room and then I make the next move.
Now, there were people who were staring daggers at me the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun. I mean, it's not fun going out with Marcus. Like, I sort of dread it sometimes.
But how do you know it's because you're not wearing a mask that they're staring daggers at you?
Oh, you know.
How do you know?
It's that death stare through the mask. They give you that look.
As they're taking a bite and then putting their mask back on.
Right,
and then
right, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yep.
So it was great because now we have another place to go to that actually tastes good. So yeah, it's great.
Well, that's just you. See, I don't mind going along with the propaganda, and it should bother me a lot more But like,
well, Todd, Uncle Todd would be very upset with you.
I'm sorry, Uncle Todd. I'm sorry.
He'll be okay.
I don't know what to say.
He's got a lot of other issues to deal with. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. So we can't. Okay. Just in all the stuff that I've been feeding him, and he's got his own Telegram group. There's a lot of stories that we're just trying to parse through, and it's overwhelming to say the least. All the negativity.
So, you mean towards him, or about what's going
no,
on?
No, just in general, not towards him. No, he actually gets a lot of love. So it's just the, obviously we seek out a lot of this information by being in all the Telegram groups and on all the YouTubes and watching it. And it can be, it's real total spectrum dominance going on. It's unrelenting. It's quite negative. So it's good to hear your positive story.
I got another positive story.
Let's go ahead.
I want to go more positive. Can we go more positive?
I love to complain,
but I want to go more positive.
All right.
I control the microphone levels. I can do this to you right now. Try to talk. Bet you can't. Now we're back.
Oh.
So
nasty.
So Tim, if I were to ask you, you're the number one gatherer of amazing information in this bullshit age of information, who would you like? This is the number one person for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just found the number one person for me, and it was because of what was posted in your blog.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I want to know. Before I tell you, I want to know who you would say.
Of what kind of information?
Like, would it be Amazing Polly? Would it be what's her name? The one who does Shall We? Peggy Hall,
Like that. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anyone that I can think of. I go all over the place, and I forget people. Then I have to revisit them because I don't really have a central server of feeds. So I have so many feeds: YouTube, Feedly, Twitter, Telegram. Now, Telegram's is a big one. Now it's really coming on strong. I don't really have one that I can think of.
Well, I got one now, and it's thanks to you. And
go ahead.
Mind blown with her research.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to give you a hint?
There's quite a few women that I've highlighted. Yeah, and it's all women, by the way. So many women. One was Wrench somebody.
That's one.
Oh, the Alice other one is McDowell. Or Green Crow. She's fantastic. Another Canadian, by the way.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Green Crow?
Green Crow. I don't see anything from her that I haven't read yet, but if we type in Green Crow as the crow flies, it's an old grandmotherly type woman. Well, she is a grandmother. And she
comes up with the research that connects the dots like this Alison McDowell does?
She's different. Alison McDowell has gone into the greatest depth, into the Great Reset. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, she's incredible. And actually, Uncle Odd reached out for an interview, and she's booked till December. And she's also, she said she's very overwhelmed right now. I guess she's one of the very few people that's really blowing this apart. And she's just grabbing the research. That's
no. She's blowing me away. I mean, I'm into this. I would claim myself as number one. I am not number one. She is number one.
Okay,
no doubt.
Ty, have you seen her?
I have not. I just wanted to comment though. I've been amazed this year at how many Canadians I've seen like speak out on things because I mean, I don't mean this the wrong way, but I feel like you guys are much more indoctrinated on a lot of things than Americans.
Well, we're more of an Agenda 21 nation than you guys are, for sure.
Yeah. So it's been good to see people from Canada.
But this woman is from Philadelphia.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's a mother.
I would have to wait till December to get her. I bet I can get her like on tomorrow.
Go for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for the right time.
Mm-hmm. When's the right time?
I'm sick in here.
The right time is when I finish my Xclave video, which is getting close.
Yeah, time is ticking away. That's right. I'll put a link to Green Crow As the crow flies. .blogspot.
I got it. Greencrow.com. I've got it.
Oh, it's actually greencrow.com? Well, I sent you the link. I didn't know she has her own domain.
Okay.
That might be someone else that you're on.
Oh, yeah, it might be, right?
Yeah, Green Crow. That's something else. That's nothing. That's a logging company.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not a logging company. She's a grandmother. She really gets it. I'm pretty sure she understands what's happening overall from A to B. And why don't we bring Ty back into his own TyCast? Ty, yeah, do you young people know what's going on?
No.
Well, there's only two words that I think everyone needs to know. Great Reset.
Agenda 21.
Agenda 21, Great Reset. Yeah, that's it. That's what's happening.
So, yeah, it boggles my mind that people my age. I think another thing is, and this goes a little bit into another topic, is a lot of people get into like police brutality mm-hmm. and how they don't trust the government when it comes to that stuff. But then I always say, if you don't trust the government when it comes to that stuff, why do you trust them? Like, the government has never cared about our health mm-hmm. before. Why do they care about our health all of a sudden? Mm-hmm. And I try to talk about it with people my age, but I never get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my friend made a – I wouldn't really say it's a good point. I mean, I guess she thought it was. Mm-hmm. She was like, well, Michelle Obama tried putting – you know, making it so that schools, you know, public schools offered healthier options and no one wanted to do it. So, I mean, I think that's a weak answer, but I've been just sort of dabbling with people lately, like just. I'm not going full into it, but I'm just hinting at it with people, just trying to pick their brain.
Yeah, you probably won't get too far. You probably know way more than the average Gen Zer, I would say. I don't know at what point people do wake up. Well, some people never wake up anyway as they get older. They're just consumed with the official narrative. But the Great Reset is out there. There are websites all over the place. There are obscure places like this Alison McDowell woman putting all the dots together just from public information. Klaus Schwab's not hiding anything. He has a podcast. He has all kinds. He's a Twitter account. I actually fell for a spoof Twitter account for a few minutes today. It was so good. You know, when you're researching quickly, you don't really dive down every link to make sure you're seeing what you thought you saw. But Klaus Schwab had a great tweet saying, even though Christmas is canceled this year, you can still order my book for online delivery. I thought that was funny.
Wait, that was a spoof?
That was a spoof.
Okay.
I guess I won.
It probably had an Amazon affiliate link to it, right?
Yeah, it did have. Yeah, it's linked to his Amazon account.
By the way, speaking of
that's true.
Whatever you were just speaking of, mm-hmm. I already do not like this green crow as the crow flies.
Okay.
Blog.
Why not?
Go take a look at the 9/11 page and you'll see.
Oh, right. Yeah, I haven't gone there. Okay. Well,
I mean, it's the typical claptrap, Wayne Madsen nonsense. Christopher mm-hmm. Bolin, give me a break.
Well, if we ever hook up or get her on, then we can give her some better truth. But no, I think she's understanding a lot about what's happening with the lockdowns, the purpose.
There is not a single thing that Alison McDowell, and I read all day today, it was Alison McDowell day, mm-hmm. from the gym to when I got home. Watched her videos, read her text, there wasn't a single thing that she said that didn't check out as being legit. Not a single shred.
What's her stand on 9/11?
She doesn't have one.
Okay.
She's smart.
Okay.
I didn't find anything.
Yeah, if you just type in Alison McDowell, she's the number one Google search result for herself. And she has a Twitter. I just followed that. And it says here, they starved my child's school and then wanted to grade it. So she came at it from school activism, it seems. That, yes. That got her into this, dragged her into it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Ty.
What other direction can we take this?
You got 19 minutes because Tim has to.
Yeah, I do have a strict schedule. Well, Ty, how much do you think it would be worth it for you to look into Agenda 21, all your dad's past research? Because do you agree that that is the most important thing people need to realize what is happening? And it includes a somewhat or total dismantling of the United States. That should be way above the back and forth with the election right now. Because I'm just wondering if you see any way you can research it and diffuse it to your Gen Z cohorts.
No, I definitely think that needs to be a focus.
Mm-hmm.
I need to prioritize that. I don't know what would be the best way of spreading the word. I mean, I even think like sometimes I'm so guilty. I'll go on like TikTok, you know TikTok, right?
Yeah. I was on TikTok for a little bit, but I couldn't figure out my view counts because it was white on white. I couldn't see it, so I gave up.
Yeah, so that's like the place to be right now. And I always thought like, it'd be funny if there was a truth sort of TikTok.
Mm. Oh, TikTok is totally truth stuff.
But what I'm trying to think,
where to go to?
Shut down right away.
Oh, it would get shut down, but that's the reason why the United States is trying to shut it down. It's a truth channel.
Truth for youth.
Truth for youth.
Hey, I'm writing that down.
Truth
and
for
by
youth.
By the way, also look into Blackpink on TikTok. You'll think.
Well, Blackpink is the band. I know that because my daughter.
Dirty old man.
No, I couldn't. I'm so 70s, 80s music. They're so far away from whenever my daughter shows me a TikTok video and I do sit down and try and understand, I have to immediately go play some Pink Floyd right after just to flush it out of my system.
They did an interview. I watched it a couple days ago. And the only reason I know about it is because I was on vaccine Twitter list. Yeah. And someone posted their interview. And they talked about how they were chosen to be Blackpink. And it's an outline of how the culture creation industry mm-hmm. works. There's literally a school that they all go to. And they pick the best ones.
Yeah.
They're told what to say. They're told to say that they picked the name of the album for the new album. Mm-hmm. They just revealed it all. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but those are the girl boy bands of Korea. That's the hottest thing with young people. Are you into what's it called? K-pop, Ty?
It's not my thing, but I think mm-hmm. it's a very fascinating thing to watch. I mean, just see the amount of money involved in that business is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
I don't know. I'm more interested in that way. I know they just put out a documentary, and I want to watch it.
My daughter watched it.
Just from a business aspect, not a K-pop aspect.
Do any of your friends follow K-pop?
Oh yeah, it's
okay.
It's funny how it's. White people eat that stuff up now for some reason, which is interesting.
Do we have to tell people that you're white?
Guys, I'm white if you haven't figured it
so
out.
So you're a white person, you can say white person.
Yeah.
Right. Well, white people definitely sponsored rap. They were the biggest consumers of, I would guess, hip-hop or rap from what I understand. And then they got their own white rapper, Eminem, who actually liked that one album, 8 Mile. Which is pretty legendary, if you ask me, and I don't know anything about rap. It's just the one song I liked.
It's a truth or rap.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Are you talking about I guess his best album, his penultimate album was 8 Mile? Was it called 8 Mile?
Yeah, that has
or the Eminem Show. Yeah, okay. I can't even remember what it was called, 8 Mile or...
Yep, I just looked it up, 2002.
Was it the Eminem Show? Yeah, because I remember there. It started off with the Eminem show. Okay, what? Okay. Anyway, yeah, it was. Yeah, the Eminem show is the one I liked because I remember the curtains draw at the beginning and they hear them creaking. Yeah, I'm looking it up. That's the one. The fourth studio album by Eminem, Michael, or what's his name? Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
Where were we going with this?
Well, we were just talking about.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely the young white boys and girls like K-pop, and it's way. I don't understand it because number one, I like music where they speak English, so I can sort of get the lyrics. You know, I've never been able to follow lyrics. Mm-hmm. For the most part, when they speak really quickly, but definitely can't get any lyrics from Korean for me.
Do you think that you know why it's so popular besides it just being pushed down our throats? Or is that it?
You've got good looking girls grinding against the camera.
Wait, I mean, it's not just girl groups, though.
Yeah, well, that's right. The big one is BTS.
Well, I know that's all he's talking about, but I'm just saying people my age.
No, like, go ahead. Tell us. What is it?
What the hell is it?
I don't know. I guess it's just shoved down our throats. I don't think it's anything more.
Well, it has to be good enough for people to.
I mean, the camera work is pretty. Dad likes the camera work.
Mm-hmm. You ever notice the camera work on what they do?
The imagery flashes so fast on the screen. I find it almost like strobe lights.
No. I'm talking. They purposely have a camera behind a camera, and they focus on one member of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's just always on Twitter. Every time I see it on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
So you get like a behind. They purposely just like a behind the scenes thing going mm-hmm. on.
Oh, okay.
And it's very. Seductive.
It's apparently a different sound I'm hearing from the. It's a different sound, dear.
It's any of the regular music.
Okay, it's a different sound. Yeah, it's K-pop. Yeah, it's K-pop. It's a different sound. I agree it's a different sound. But I also can't understand the lyrics. That's why she likes it. Yeah, she's huge in K-pop. I'll have to get her on and discuss it. But we only have 12 minutes left. If you want a K-pop round table, I can give you a K-pop round table.
Oh, it's exciting.
But you're probably... Are you interested in K-pop? Because you might
not.
No,
like I said, I'm an old soul. I like 70s and 80s music.
Ah, well, that's fantastic. Okay.
It is. I know everyone thinks their music taste is superior, but I think mm-hmm. I have superior music taste for my age.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right. What's your favorite 70s or 80s band? Or could you name five of them you really like? Because I don't think it's fair to just say one.
All right, so... How do I say this? I like ABBA and mm-hmm. Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. ABBA is definitely 70s music. Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Fleetwood Mac kept going, 70s, 80s, 90s. I think one person in Fleetwood Mac is still going at it. They've had a few personnel changes for sure. Okay, good.
Who's that, Steve Nicks?
Stevie Nicks.
Excuse me. Don't put down my...
Steve Nicks?
Oh, you think it's Steve?
Stop.
Yeah, she's... Steve.
I did not sign up for this.
I don't know if she's been EGI'd.
I do not associate with that.
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
All right. If Stevie's listening, I apologize.
That's all right. That's okay. Yeah, okay.
And he's blind, too. Oh, sorry. Wrong singer.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder. I've been hearing people. Well, I guess Adam Curry is the one that said that it's sort of acknowledged that he's not blind or completely blind at least.
So there's no way.
Well, no, I agree. Yeah, but you can be.
I've seen so many documentaries on it.
Yeah, but the question is, does he have any sight at all, or all sight, or does he have some sight?
You know it.
Hmm. Did Ray Charles have any sight? He just came up when I was on my walk for 5 minutes tonight. Ray Charles, was he blind, really? That's a question.
Don't know.
I haven't looked into him.
Too many famous people have come out and said that he ain't blind. It's a joke on us. And
mm-hmm.
and the documentaries and him catching the microphone.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, give me a break. Mm-hmm. Anyway, come on, we got 10 minutes. We got good.
Yeah,
we got
I feel like there's. Oh, I have something.
Go.
Well, Pfizer just said that there's a 90% effective vaccine that might be ready by Christmas, right?
Yeah, Merry I read Christmas. That. And actually, I just one of our old friends, I guess Marcus probably knows him too, is Steve from Calcified Lies. And yes. He's been active. He did two really good videos in the last day. I watched the last one on the way home tonight, or listened to it for the most part. And he was just breaking up that whole narrative about that vaccine, about 60 Minutes on Sunday night, where that all those 60 Minutes journalists are so old now. David Martin, the defense commentator, reporter, he was interviewing a general from Operation Warp Speed. I call it Operation Warped Force, because just the propaganda to sell the vaccine is so hot and heavy and coordinated right now. It's just, oh, I think that's what really got me down, because that really upsets and depresses me for the most part.
That got
part.
Me in a funk seeing that on Twitter this morning.
Yeah. What was on Twitter exactly?
It was just like, breaking news, great news for the world. And
yeah.
Now I'm like throwing up.
I'll say it again. There's no way people will take the vaccine.
Well, if you have to convince someone that it's good.
No, you don't understand. They did a poll. They said if Donald Trump recommended a vaccine, not even 19% of the people would take it. They're purposely making it sound dangerous. And I think that's to usher in some way bigger thing where we're in bigger lockdowns because we won't take it, won't go to work.
Yeah, but people trust it under Biden because Biden's putting a whole team of doctors and scientists.
But Biden isn't going to win the election.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Because people didn't want to take it because of Trump.
Well, highly recommended.
Trump just accused Pfizer of saying, well, you held that news from me
until yes, after the election. Yes, I heard that. Well, so, you got to listen to Calcified Lies, because everything is so confusing, even to people like me that research this stuff endlessly. So when someone has a pretty good summary of what's happening, it helps me a lot. So I think it's definitely worthwhile. I put that on fakeologist.com, and I actually put on FakeoTube because I think his material – even though he hasn't been harassed by YouTube, maybe he's too small a channel, I think his stuff is definitely stuff they would take down the way
he's. Where is this? I'm on FakeoTube right now. Where is it so I can point a link to it?
All right. Well, it should be one of the last ones. And I just pulled the title automatically from his.
Mandatory COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah. That's the last one. That's his. Okay.
You mean the first one?
Yeah, that's the last. Yeah, everything is in reverse chronological order on FakeoTube. Well, at least the latest videos section is. So that's the last one I put up. So yeah, that's Calcified Lies. You can look them up on YouTube as well. And yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's hard to look at things from a realistic point of view and then from a truther point of view and try and figure out what and how and where they're driving us. Mm-hmm. But it's not to a good place. I'm still convinced of that.
I'm looking forward to seeing like what your daughters think about all of that. I'm very interested.
Well, one is more into what's going on than the other just because of the age.
So, yeah,
sure.
And even that one is just dealing with the Twitter storm, that's how she gets her media. So
the new news.
Yeah, when you are consuming it, you have to deal with it. You can just bounce it off you, or you can absorb it a bit and try and process it.
But or if you can ignore it.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't. So she's receiving it. So you have to deal with it. If you don't turn it on at all, it might be your best option. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Ty, for media? How do you consume?
I don't have my own Twitter account, but I just lurk on Twitter. And then, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, at my grandfather's house, like maybe once a week, mm-hmm. I get a little bit of
mainstream,
a little bit of CNN, a little mm-hmm. bit of.
But why? Like 5 minutes. Why don't you have your own Twitter account just so you can at least like and retweet? Because it's pretty simple.
Because then, I'd be addicted to it. If I did. I'm already addicted to others.
Yeah.
I would be on it all day. Twitter is so addicting.
And toxic.
Oh, it's terrible, especially for people like us.
Well,
you can't relate to anyone except under certain people's
page. Well,
under certain people's posts.
I like Twitter because the whole idea about Twitter is before Twitter, there were blogs, and Twitter came on as a microblogging service, and it's their platform. They control it, so you don't really have much control of your own content. However, the reason why it's attractive is because everyone and anyone who could not or would not set up their own blog happens to be on there, including the most famous person of all, Donald Trump. I think he really did a kick in the pants for Twitter. He really brought that up, brought its game up.
But then you have to ask yourself, why are they allowing – I know they give world leaders a break, but why are they allowing him to say –
Well, because he's just fantastic for traffic. There's just no doubt. I think he has 90 million people, and so he's brought in a whole new audience, an older audience, I think, to Twitter.
Sure, and there's that, but then there's also the other, which is he's full of shit. Mm. They all are.
Well,
pushing bullshit.
Well, they're pushing the same agenda from a different angle, I think.
Right, that's a dialect. That's a dialect.
For sure.
Yeah, all of his tweets have that warning on it about misinformation.
A lot of them, yeah. But that's
it, yeah.
But that actually makes them, as Marcus has said in the past, much more attractive. They're dangerous.
Oh, they're so juicy. I always have
they're
to
dangerous.
Hit you. Not, it's like
you can't look, not for you.
Oh.
Yeah,
he is sort of smart. I mean, I can't really say it's him, but
team.
He really, you know, even though I wouldn't say I like him, I still am very interested in what he has to say. I mean,
of course.
I mean, at the end
he
of the
has
day,
he's been the top story for almost four years, more than 4 years. Donald Trump is the top story every single day. I don't think the other actor, Barack Obama, could say that. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump has been the headline every day. If he just wore a different tie, he'd be the top story because nobody would like that tie. It's so here's the, this is why I think you,
of hearing his voice, though.
You should join Twitter and you should, retweet at least. I think it's valuable because at least I know your dad probably wouldn't like it.
That decision.
Yeah, but he's an adult now.
I can do what I want. Leave me alone.
Here's a good person to follow. I think Marcus likes her. Rosa Corey. Her last tweet that just popped up.
21%.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? What was the last name?
Rosa, R-O-S-A, Corey, K-O-I-R-E. I just retweeted her. And by the way, there was one tweet that came through, and for the first time, I couldn't retweet it at all. It was the first time I've ever seen Twitter turn off the retweet. It was completely off. And I couldn't link to it. They turned the link off to it. So I had to take a screenshot of it. So that was different.
That was a thing.
Yeah. Well, they're trying new techniques to slow you down and thwart you. But here's Rosa Corey. It says here, the dirty secret is that these people wearing masks to ride a bike or take a mountain hike like it. They feel safe. They want to hide. They are secure and obeying. They don't want to question. They go along to get along. Agenda 21. If no one goes along, it stops. What about you? And that was maybe my final question for you is young people always usually want to rebel against the system. They want their own way of doing things. The way their dad or parents do it is not for them. That's a really typical phenomenon between generations. You don't want to drive your dad's car. You don't want to listen to his music. You want your own thing. So my question is, do you like the system we're in, or do you think the system needs to be torn down and rebuilt? And if so, do you like the Great Reset? Because it's for you. It's more for you than it's for me. It's definitely not for our parents.
Wow, that's a pretty big question. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty jealous of when my grandparents grew up. You know, it was like right after the Great Depression, and then they got to live through like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s looked like a lot of fun. I feel like, I mean, obviously there were some ups and downs. I mean, you know, 80s economy was bad and different things, but I don't know. Just, I feel like the system worked better back then, and we weren't as divided. And I don't I haven't put enough thought into, I mean, I constantly talking crap on our system, mm-hmm. but if I was handed the keys, I don't really think I would know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't either, but do you think people around you, your age group, are they interested in a change? Do they want to see things different in their generation? Do they really
think? They do, but yeah. I don't think they do because they think to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. I think it's just because we're fed that we need to change, we need to protest. I don't think people really think about it on their own. I mean, we don't have any original thoughts, I don't, obviously, but mm-hmm. No. I mean, it's nice to see people upset, but just knowing that it's because their phone told them to be upset about it is sort of unfortunate.
Good.
Tim, I want to respect your time. You said I had a couple. I have a couple little factoids for you.
Go ahead.
From what I understand, because I've been heavy into looking into crypto stuff, mm-hmm. there has only been inflation in U.S. history in the last 90 years.
Okay.
In other words, a loaf of bread in the 1800s that might have cost 2 cents, mm-hmm. whatever the currency was, 100 years after that would have cost 2 cents.
Okay.
So when people say, well, how far back did you want to go? I'd want to go back to the 1800s, where 2 cents bought the same thing in the 1800s as it did in the 1900s.
Okay.
Do you don't understand, Ty?
I just, ew, it doesn't.
You really, you want to go back to horse and buggy?
That's going back too far. We have horse and carriages here all day
long. I know.
You don't like that?
Yeah, you have the 1800s right next door if you want to go cross over.
Always smiling. Mm-hmm. Always smiling.
Well, they have a secret.
You're right, but it's still.
Maybe they have a secret.
Well, they do, right?
They definitely do.
So you want to go back? What's your other snippet, Marcus? Check your notes.
Don't remember.
Check your notes.
I don't have any notes. It's Ty's right. broadcast. Also, well, I wanted to once again compliment you because I listened to you and Todd speak today.
Right.
Or was it? It might have been yesterday. And you're just like really up in your game. You're like you're killing it.
Thank you very much.
So kudos to you, man.
Thank you, man. Are you talking about our phone call?
Yeah, I don't like his video thing at all. I like the phone calls that you guys do.
Yeah, I'm not a video guy either. You have to be a bit of a performer to be on video.
And that's terrible.
It does distract you as well, I think, if you're playing for the camera. But he likes doing it. He has a studio, and it's good. And it seems like most people, especially with the Zoom calls, just love being on video, even though their audio is completely unlistenable, almost everybody.
I know.
It's just awful. I don't know how. And I'm talking about some professional broadcasters that have gone on a Zoom, and obviously they don't know how to do it without a sound man. But just buy a mic and put your mouth in near it, and it should work. Instead of yelling at
the mic you have is the exact same mic that I have. It cost me $99.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. Just got to remember to be at the
amazing.
Right distance. Yeah. It's not hard to do. It's a little harder if you're on camera and you don't want something in front of your face. But there are other mics you can get that you can hide. But
Skype has it where it takes the microphone out and has a green screen behind it.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's no excuse. But
yes.
I was going to do live videos of me talking and all that kind of stuff, and I quickly gave it up because even though you disagree, I'm not a narcissist. I can't stand looking at myself. When you watch Todd and these others, they're constantly looking at themselves. All they're doing is looking at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paying attention. And it's like 4D chess. There's a lot of stuff going on when you're worried about the video part. Where at the audio part, you can sit back, you can be in your underwear, and you just crank it out.
Yeah, you can just be a little more relaxed and natural. And I don't know why even the schools, why do the schools seem to insist on the video, even for small children, I understand that they have their damn cameras on, and really all you see is people not paying attention for the most part, and that's super distracting.
My wife wants like a special button that she could like zap them to get them to pay attention.
I'm sure.
They're not paying attention.
I don't know how your wife does it, because she knows the old system and she knows how it works, and to do this new world order video thing, I think Adam Curry said it really well in his last podcast. It's just a disaster.
Well, everyone's just making themselves obsolete. And by the way she does it is paycheck. That's how she does it.
Yeah, but it still must be really difficult, because she knows the way that it should be done, the way it worked. Okay, sure. It might not have been perfect, but there's just no way you can do any teaching for the most part through a wire. It's just not there yet. I don't know if it'll ever be there. It's anti-human. It sucks. And Ty, you must be happy that you're not in that system anymore.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I teach private art lessons at this gallery.
Okay.
And I did it for a while before this whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it so much. Zoom.
Which part? Oh, on Zoom.
Oh, you still try it on Zoom?
Actually, last night I just had a student lie and say he needed to use the restroom, but he didn't mute his microphone. He was playing Fortnite with his bestie. And I heard the whole thing and I ratted him out.
I'm glad he was just playing Fortnite and not doing anything else that we hear happen with some of these other guys. Yeah.
But that was fun.
Yeah, I don't know if it was real or not, but I think
you're way past your bedtime.
Yeah.
One last question.
All right.
Last question. So if that's two times. Mm-hmm. If your wife was a school teacher, and I want to say this the right way. The only way she could teach school was to take a COVID test with the up your brain. What do you think she would do?
My wife, she wouldn't. I'm pretty sure.
So she would stop teaching? She would lose her job?
Probably. And luckily, money isn't a big factor in her life and the way she thinks. So I think she could she could stop that.
Well, what if she was the breadwinner?
If you were a teacher and you had to take a COVID test to keep your job? You'd quit. Well, you heard it. She'd quit.
So is that your wife?
Yeah. So is that what your wife is facing right now?
I believe it's coming. And
yeah, it's coming.
I've been trying now for 8 months to prepare for that. And
yeah. It's
Let's talk about
that. Yeah, you should talk about it so she's conditioned.
Well, I mean, this is a big decision. I mean, don't you think the COVID test is way more nefarious than just the test?
I definitely agree. And actually, for our Christmas party, the only time
that was amazing.
it really caught me off guard, but I have a funny feeling he was quite serious about it. So I'm already not planning to go. I feel really bad because there are some elements.
I heard you say you felt bad. Why are you feeling bad about that? The most ridiculous.
No, because I might not see some of these. I haven't seen my nieces and nephews, and I was just trying to figure out when the last time I saw them was. It's been almost a year. I think it was at the last Christmas party, and I'm not very happy about that.
Ty, when was the last time I saw your side of the family?
Yeah, but you're different.
Answer the question.
Yeah, but the other ones. Yeah.
8 years?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
8 years.
Yeah,
believe me, I missed nothing.
I know, but that's not good.
For your focus, Alan, I feel like
It's not good.
It's fantastic because I get to hang out with you. I get to hang out with people who care more about me than my family.
Well, the family is to me still important, and it is the central building block of the country, of the countries.
No, my immediate family is, but not my extended family.
Well, the extended families used to be more important.
But not anymore.
They aren't, and that is a problem. And actually, they are because I'm around more first and second immigrant families, and their families are super important. And actually, they're being targeted right now by this COVID psyop because they, that is their whole way of living. They live beside each other. They cohabitate a lot to afford real estate here. They make a lot of sacrifices, but they actually like them being close to each other. And they are being destroyed right now deliberately. Deliberately targeted is so obvious because don't forget when we know that the COVID hoax has nothing to do with the virus. So then we ask ourselves, okay, so what exactly are they doing with the targeted code red areas? Why do they target certain areas? And at least where I live, I can monitor it. And they're trying to break apart the areas that have a high concentration of these very connected cultural areas.
Whoa. That's like a breakthrough thing. Let me think that through.
It's very obvious to me. If you go look up, there's a lot of people that are in our area that so-called older Canadians that don't like the immigration and the super concentration, and they give their reasons, and you can see both sides of the story. But for the most part, immigrants, they, for obvious reasons, cluster together to support each other. Makes sense. And they do a lot of really innovative things so they can, they buy real estate really quickly. And that if that means two families have to live in the same house, they do it. And they'd rather pay each other than the bank. Really smart. Like they'll pay off a house in a quarter of the time. But they make sacrifices.
Because I might steal this. In fact, I am going to steal this. Your conclusion is that the lockdowns are happening where there's more connected families?
Absolutely. And there has to be some method to the madness. We know it's not about a virus.
But that makes sense. I'd have to like.
Oh yes. And they target. That's just one target. And right now it's happening where we are. And I don't know about England, but they're probably targeting areas around the airport because that's where immigrants settle around the airports. Before 80 years ago, they used to come in on boat. So those areas would get settled first. So here it's around big airports. I know that's true in Toronto. It's true in London, England. So those are the targeted areas right now. I know I think our province is going for a lockdown. I can feel it coming. They're just ramping up the numbers, the phony numbers. So the whole place is going to be locked down. But at the moment, just sort of concentrated areas of immigrants where they are always together. So now their temples are closed and the gatherings, and for the most part, I understand a lot of them are ignoring it, but that's why they just ramp it up to the highest level.
Okay, so let's say you didn't come up with that idea. Let's say I came up with that idea, and you wanted to double check me. Mm-hmm. Where could we go to double check that? Where could I go to show people that proof? Where on Google can I go?
Somebody posted, and I think I retweeted it or put it somewhere. I don't know where I put it. But if you look up visible minorities, the highest areas of visible minorities in Canada, you could find that statistic.
And the area highest
visible minority districts or electoral districts in Canada. There is a list.
Okay.
We have a very good statistical division of our government, and that I believe a lot of their numbers, although statistics
lie. Since Ty lives in the United States and we don't give two rats asses about Canada, I'm going to say highest visible minority districts list in the USA.
Sure. And the other thing you should target, you should look up is highest level of vaccination, what's the word? Hesitancy. Those areas will be targeted. They will get the COVIDs in much greater numbers. So they're going to target those areas because this is also the world's largest pharmaceutical campaign in the history of the world. And therefore, to convince and sell their evil product, they are going to target those areas where business ain't so great. And it could be.
Okay, so check this out. I think you're onto something. Take a look at this. Now you're way past your bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm dropping nuggets all over the place.
It's nuggets, nuggets, nuggets. List of majority minority United States congressional districts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mississippi, Tennessee. That's funny because Chattanooga is a strong city.
Sure.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, 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 South Carolina, Pennsylvania. And it shows the district number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, this is African American majorities.
Right. But we just call them visible minorities here. We don't really break it out as much. Although the Chinese do have a special category in Toronto for sure. They get broken down. But yeah, it's something to look at. I know it's happening here. I can't speak for the United States because it's just another bigger territory to discuss. But you guys really haven't had the full effect yet. You guys are behind on that schedule, on the COVID's destruction. That's coming.
Not by much, though.
Yeah.
Not by much.
You're behind England for sure, because they're getting smashed right now, Australia, parts of Australia. So it's just a theory, but we have to figure out if COVID isn't real, why, how do they simulate the numbers, where do they target it? They do poor areas as well. It's all plausible deniability that, okay, poor people, they have less access to resources, therefore they get sicker faster, etc. So that's how they do it. It's all driven. It's a huge number statistics event. You can bet they do their research on the statistics. You can bet that. They have all of those at their disposal. That way, COVID is this magical instrument where you can make changes and allocate money like never before. And it's going to keep going until people realize that it's not about a virus. And that's going to take a long time, if ever, for people to catch on. And at that, thank you for inviting me to the TieCast.
Thank you for being here, man.
Here, I'll say it. You're welcome.
All right, Ty.
And you're welcome.
And we'll bring my daughter on, and you guys can try and do most of the talking, if that's possible.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care, Ty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.